Welcome back.
I'm a train wreck. I'm a mess. But I'm gonna take you dancing. Put on your party dress. You're alive, why?
That's I'm a Train Wreck from the new CD by the Old 97s. It's called The Grand Theater Volume 2, and it includes 13 songs this Texas-based band didn't have room for when it released The Grand Theater Volume 1 last year. All were written as sort of letters home when the Old 97s leader, singer-guitarist Rhett Miller, was on a solo tour playing theaters in Europe.
We meet on the elevator in the Grand Theater. I look you in the eye and say I'd like to see you later, but you don't understand. I take you to the Tate Museum. There's pictures there, but I can't see them. If you was there, I'd overlook the Roman Colosseum. It would not stand a chance.
Rolling Stone magazine calls the Old 97's new CD a perfect mix of articulate and off-the-cuff songs with the looseness of a roadhouse barroom. Well, we got a feel for that looseness when we spoke with Rhett Miller and bassist Murray Hammond last year.
Hi, Robin. So Robin Murray's the one with the Texas accent, and I'm the one that shook the Texas accent.
I shook it for a while.
So, Murray, why do you have the Texas accent and Rhett doesn't?
Murray.
Yeah, I had a very, very Texas mother. Rhett's talked to my Texas mother. She was a very
sweet,
southern, genteel lady with an extremely thick country accent. And I grew up in a very small town where everybody, believe it or not, sounds much hickier than I do.
Oh, we didn't say hickey. You said that. And Rhett, yeah. why don't you have an accent?
By all rights, I should. I'm a seventh-generation Texan, but I was an Anglophile. You should hear the record I made in high school that Murray produced. I was only listening to David Bowie and Aztec Camera, and I sounded like a Cockney Scot.
You're Dick Van Dyke on Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
The music.
There was a song called Seashell Girl, but you would never know that it wasn't about the winged creature that flies above the water. Seashell Gull keeps flying.
Seashell Gull.
The gull.
She picks up a pen. Writes down a word, it doesn't feel right. The novelty's gone, the novel rolls on into its good night.
So there you are in love with this English music when you're in high school. How did you come to the sound you have now? Did you veer off at one point through country and back to rock or something? How'd you get to this?
My personal journey did veer far away from country. I rejected everything that felt like it was part of Texas and this town that was keeping me down, and you know, because I felt like I was surrounded by football players and kids that would rather beat me up than talk about my favorite new record. And then it took Murray turning me on to, you know, Hank Williams to make me really appreciate the classic elegance of that sort of songwriting structure.
You know, I turned you on to a big one, Robin Hitchcock.
Well, yeah, that was a big part of my Anglophilia.
Yeah, on a flexi disc. I remember that. It was flexi disc surgery.
Well, that song that we heard from the new CD, The Grand Theater?
Pronounce it how you will, Robin.
There you go.
I was
Theatra.
But in that song, I'm also hearing, you know, sort of like the Clash. And then elsewhere on the CD, I'm hearing all these like clanging chords from almost a 50s sound. Let's listen to a little of The Magician.
The magician is trying to fool you. Politician is trying to talk to the real you. So when you gonna be mine?
It's punk until then it turns into Johnny Cash, rockabilly kind of stuff.
Well, right, speaking of Johnny Cash, Murray, you wrote and sing two songs on the new CD. One of them is called You Smoke Too Much. The other is You Were Born to Be in Battle. Let's just listen a little.
It's the spring of your time, and the time has come. The open road receives you. Won't you roll to a stop? Won't you gaze at the drop and the awful mile?
funny you brought up Robin Hitchcock earlier. A few years ago, I got to hang out at his backyard, and we were all going around singing songs. And at one point, he said, "So, Rhett, tell me, what is this thing called alternative country?" And I said, "Well," and I sang him a song. I sang him the song Victoria, off one of our Wreck Your Life, an early record. Because I said, "I think this is probably what they're talking about when they say alternative country." Now that I hear "You Were Born to Be in Battle," that's the song I would play for him.
Well, Rhett, I just want to ask you about one other thing. We've been, you know, big fans of your video blog, Rhett Miller TV on YouTube. Has one link that we'll link people up with at hereandnow.org. It's you sort of in this faux scene from the TV show The Office. You're on the set. You're in Michael's office. And Dwight and Pam come in and ask what you're doing there. Let's just listen for a couple seconds.
What are you doing in here?
Mine's
security. Can you get security?
Hey, Rain, who's this?
My name's Rhett Miller, and I sing in a band called Old 97s. We're kind of from Texas, and it's like rock and roll.
What?
No.
Well, it's Old 97s.
Okay, questions. How'd this happen, and how much do people tell you you are like Jim?
That's hilarious.
You're Jim-like.
Well, the real story is that Rain Wilson has amazing taste in music, and we've gotten to be friends over the last couple of years.
Rain Wilson, who plays Dwight.
Yeah, and so I had a day off, and he asked me to come down to the set and hang out. And I'd been doing this video blog, so I thought it would be fun if I just shot one in the office. And he said, "Well, I'll jump in." And it just so happened that Jenna Fischer showed up right then, and it turns out they're both big fans of me and the 97s. And so it turned into a little scene. Although they were careful in the scene to identify themselves as Rain and Jenna, so that it wasn't like a fake sort of office thing. Mm. They didn't want to get in trouble, I guess.
You are so much like Jim, though. Do you feel Jim like Jim?
You know what? I think you're right. He is Jim.
What if the whole rest of the interview, Robin was just like, "No, but you're really like Jim."
No, you know what? You're Jim.
Well, actually, let's make the rest of the interview just talking a bit about Texas. You've got a great song, State of Texas. We talked about accents and stuff. Let's just bring it full circle. What does the state of Texas mean to you, Rhett?
I now live in New York. I'd moved to L.A. and New York City and back to L.A., and now I live in the Hudson Valley just north of Manhattan. And I love it, and I miss Texas a lot. I started thinking about how I really am proud of Texas, and even though I don't live there anymore, I feel a strong connection to it as an idea. So I set out to write the song as an homage. And that's why in the chorus it says I'm living in a state of Texas. Because even though I was living and sitting in New York State while I was writing it, you know, it's the feeling of being proud of being a Texan.
Yeah, I know exactly what that is. I got a giant backyard where I live with really tall bushes. When you're back there, I just pretend I'm in Texas.
Where are you really? You're in Pasadena?
I'm in Pasadena, California, which I love, but I have my little Texas acre.
That's Murray Hammond and Rhett Miller, two members of the Old 97s. Their new CD, The Grand Theater Volume 2, comes out today.
When the day breaks on Cedar Creek Lake, or my ride rolls into Rome, or when the sun goes down on Austin Town, that's when I'll know I'm home. Oh, what a time we'll have on Greenville Ave with the big shots and Big D. I'm living in a state of Texas, and Texas lives in me.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
My love grows like a